我们看马可福音第三章。
Let's turn to the Gospel according to Mark.
我们从十三节念到十九节。
We'll read from verse 13 through 19.
我们再看马可福音。
Let's look to the Gospel of Mark.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
我们从三十五节念起，念到四十五节。
We'll read from 35 through 45.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.Verse 2.
经过前书第十章。
And finally, 1 Corinthians 10.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
早晨我们在这里愿意交通一些的事。
This morning we're here to share some matters.
我们要交通到属灵领袖的训练。
We're here to share this morning on this matter of the training of spiritual leadership.
我们也愿意看一点这个做属灵领袖的代价。
We are going to see the cost.Of being spiritual leadership.
同时当然我们要看一点属灵领袖的报酬。
And we want to see the recompense or reward of spiritual leadership.
最后我们要看一点属灵领袖的那个危险。
And finally we'll see the danger or the peril of spiritual leadership.
我们盼望用这一点的时间我们要交通很多的事情。
We want to share all these different things at this limited time.
因为我们这一个是最后的这个第二次
because this is the last day before the day we conclude the conference.
我们知道属灵的领袖是神所拣选的。
We know that spiritual leadership is chosen according to the sovereignty of God.
我们一再地说，不是由于人，也不是基督人。
We say it's not up to man nor through the agency of man.
完全是出于神主宰的拣选。
It's all up to God's sovereignty.
他拣选人并不是因为这个人有什么。
He chose a person not because that person is of anything.
而如果他有的太多，反而叫他不能拣选。
If this person possesses too many natural things, they become a hindrance.
因为太多的人很容易依靠他自己。
Because if you have too much, you have a tendency to rely on yourself.
所以我们看见说神所拣选的人并不是那些尊贵的人乃是那些卑贱的人
And so we see those who God had chosen are not those noble but those that are humble
有能力的人不多
not many are mighty
神拣选软弱的人
He chose the weak
有智慧的人不多
not many are wise
神拣选愚拙的人
And he chose the foolish
有的人不多
not many are or have、yeah.
神拣选那没有的人
And he chose to have nothing.
所以没有人能在神的面前可以夸口
And so there's no one can boast before God.
神凭着他主宰的权柄来拣选他所拣选的人
And so God chose according to his sovereignty.
但是当神拣选人的时候
so, When God chose a person,
他不根据人的外貌
He does not look at the external appearance.
他不根据人天然所有的
He does not choose according to your natural resources.
但是我们看见神所拣选的人最少有一件事
There's one thing in that person God is looking for.
最少他在神面前有一颗的心。
At least he has to have a heart for the Lord.
因为神看见人在他面前有那一颗向着他的心。
When God sees that person has that heart toward himself,
虽然这个人很卑贱
even though he is very humble,
虽然这个人很软弱
he's very weak,
虽然这个人愚拙
he's very foolish,
虽然这个人一无所有
even though he has nothing,
但是因为他的心是向着主的缘故
because his heart turns toward the Lord,
我们的神就拣选了他
and then our God will choose him.
神拣选他要在他身上做训练的工作
God chose him because God wants to do a work in him.
不是说一个人蒙神拣选了
It's not because the man is chosen by God.
这个人就立刻在神的手里成了有用的器皿。
Not instantly he would become a vessel in God's hand.
实在说来，当神拣选一个人的时候
strictly speaking, when God chose a person,
神根本不能用他。
God cannot use him.
他拣选他。
He chose him
因为他对神有一颗的心
because he had a heart toward the Lord
他拣选他
he chose him
因为这个人愿意把自己放在神的手里
because he desired to place himself in God's hand
给神有机会来训练他
allow God the opportunity to train him
给神有机会来栽培他
allow God the opportunity to cultivate him
给神有机会在他的身上做一切应当做的工作
allow God to do all the work that is necessary in his life
所以我们看见说
so we see
主宰的拣选和训练并不冲突。
The of choosing and then the meaning are not contradiction.
可以说训练乃是为着成全神的拣选。
In a way, training is to fulfill the calling.
没有一个人被神一选，他就立刻就成了这个有用的器皿。
There is no such thing. Once you're chosen, you are able to be used by God.
甚至于我们看到保罗的历史。
We can see in the history of Paul.
当然，我们知道保罗没有认识主的时候。
Before Paul knew the Lord.
在主神的主宰的里面。神实在已经在那里训练他了，不过他不知道。
In the sovereignty of God, he already was receiving God's strength, even though he knew it not.
因为当他做法利赛人的时候
，because when he was a Pharisee,
他对于神的律法，他是非常的熟悉。
And he was very much acquainted with the law.
虽然他对于律法的看法不准确
，even though the insight of the law was not perfect,
乃是根据古人遗传来解说神的话。
And all that he knew was according to the traditions of the fathers.
他不是根据基督来读神的话。
He did not approach the law according to Christ.
但是最少我们看见他对于圣经有相当的底子。
But we can see that he was very well acquainted with the scripture.
但是当然我们知道他不能被神用。
We know that he cannot be used of the law.
因为他凭着他的自己。
Because he relied on himself.
他根据古人的遗传。
He relied on the traditions of the fathers.
他里面没有启示。
There was no revelation within him.
他也没有受击打扑倒在地上。
He was never humble himself and fall before the law.
所以他不能被神用。
He cannot be used by the law.
反而我们看见他对神有极大的损害。
In fact, he was doing a great deal of damage to God's work.
在大马士革路上，当神的光照亮他的时候
，When the light shone on him on his way to Damascus,
他就倒在地上。
He fell flat on the ground.
他看见了那义者。
He saw the righteous one.
他又听见了天上的声音。
And he heard a voice from heaven.
他自己就完全降服于主。
And he submit himself unconditionally to the Lord.
虽然他一蒙恩了之后
，once he received grace，
他就与圣徒一同出入。
He began to move around among the saints，
并且他也在那里证明说耶稣实在是神的儿子。
And he was there testifying that Jesus is the Son of God.
但是我们知道这一个时间非常的短。
But we know this period was very very short.
他还没有在神的手中成为一个大用的器皿。
And he's still not the vessel in God's hand that he can use him.
他必须要到亚伯的旷野差不多有三年之久。
In the desert of the Arab, desert.
他在那里在神的面前来学习。
And he was learning there before the Lord.
他根据基督重新来读神的话。
He discovered scripture in the light of Christ.
可以说他是在基督的学校里面在那里受训练。
You can say that he was being educated in the school of Christ.
就是他回来之后。
After he returned,
我们看见他还要经过更多的训练。
He still has to go through much training.
一直到最后神才能在他身上大大的施
恩。Until then the Lord can really use him.
所以我们知道灵修的训练也是非常的重要。
So we can see that the training of spiritual leadership is very vital.
在属灵的事情上没有天才。
In the spiritual leadership, there is no such thing as talent.
我们必须要在神的面前学习应当学习的功课。
We have to learn all the lessons we need to learn before the Lord.
但是属灵灵修的训练
spiritual training
并不是在普通学校里面。
We cannot get that in an ordinary school.
不是在所谓神学院、圣经学校里面。
We cannot get that through a seminary or Bible school.
或者是在那里开班的，在那里训练属灵的领袖。
We cannot have special training classes for spiritual leadership.
如果我们今天开一个班，要训练属灵的领袖
，if we organize a class to train spiritual leadership,
我们就要发现一件事。
We will discover one thing.
我们所训练出来的人。
The product of our training.
成了教会最大的难处。
They will become the greatest hindrance.
因为这些在训练班里头训练出来的人。
And all these people that are being trained in this particular class.
因为他们知道他们做训练是来做领袖的。
Because they knew they are trained to be leadership.
所以当他们受了一点训练。
And so they have acquired a little training.
得了一点的知识。
They acquired a little knowledge.
学了一点的办法。
Acquired a little method.
他们就以为说他们就是领袖。
And they feel they are qualified to be leaders.
他们就是野心勃勃的领袖。
They're very jealous leaders.
可以说他们头脑的知识也许是够了。
Possibly that the knowledge that they acquired was sufficient.
也许他头脑的知识是太多了。
Maybe the knowledge they acquired mentally was a bit too much.
但是他们人在神的面前不是一个属灵的人。
But according in God's sight, he is not a spiritual person.
神的工作是一个属灵的工作。
God's work is a spiritual work.
所以做领袖的人必须是属灵的人。
And so to be a leader, you must be a spiritual person.
换一句话说。
In other words,
属灵的灵修的训练不是人能训练出来的。
Spiritual leadership, the education of spiritual leadership cannot be trained by man.
属灵灵修的训练只有我们的神才能训练我们。
Spiritual education can only be taught by the Holy Spirit.
不，有的时候神要用人来帮一点忙。
It's true, sometimes God does use the assistance of some human being.
但是我们要记得说，真正能训练属灵灵修的人乃是我们的主自己。
We have to realize the only teacher that can train us spiritually is the Lord Jesus himself.
只有在主的学校里面我们才能被训练。
And only in the school of Christ can we learn of Christ.
当我们的主在世界上的时候，
When the Lord was on the earth,
他在那里拣选十二个门徒，
He had chosen 12.
然后我们的主在那里用三年的功夫来训练这个门徒。
And the Lord used 2.5 years to train them.
虽然今天我们的主不在地上，
The Lord is not on earth today.
但是我们知道圣灵今天在地上。
We know the Spirit, Holy Spirit is on this earth.
所以今天训练的工作乃是在圣灵的手里。
And so the training, the work of training is in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
我们要在神的学校里面。
We have to be in the school of God.
在圣灵的指导的底下。
And under the instruction of the Holy Spirit.
我们要来学习所有的功课。
We are there to learn all the lessons we are needed to learn.
而那些的功课乃是属灵的功课。
Those lessons are spiritual lessons.
我们看主耶稣在地上的时候。
We see when the Lord was on the earth.
我们知道对于灵修的训练最好的例子就是我们的主训练十二个门徒。
The best example we can learn is when the Lord took the disciples, 12 disciples and trained them to be leaders.
那个时候跟从主的人很多。
At that time, many were following the Lord.
我们也看见有许多人也成为主的门徒。
And many were called disciples.
也有许许多多的人在那里拥挤我们的主。
And many of the people there crowning the Lord.
虽然我们的主心里是爱这个群众。
Even the Lord was full of compassion for them.
看他们好像羊没有牧人一样。
And he looked at them as though sheep without shepherd.
他也愿意把他自己给这许多的人。
And he wanted very much to give himself to them.
但是我们知道主在这三年多的中间。
But we know in those 2.5 years.
他特别说主。他不是那个群众。
He was not concentrated on the multitude.
他特别所注重的乃是他所拣选十二个门徒。
He was concentrated on the 12 that he had chosen.
为什么原因呢？
Why?
因为属灵的人是领袖，不能大量生产。
Because the spiritual leadership cannot be mass produced.
属灵的领袖必须一个一个在神面前受神的训练。
Spiritual leadership needs to be individually, one by one, trained by God himself.
我们的主只拣选十二个人。
Our Lord only had chosen 12.
十二个人已经够多了。
12It's already too many.
我们的主认为十二个人已经够多了。
Our Lord considered 12 already too many.
当然我们知道这十二个人的光景。
We know the condition of those 12.
这十二个人都是不像样的人。
Those 12 are people of nothing.
这十二个人身上都有许许多多的难处。
All these 12, they have much difficulty in their personal life.
这十二个人在神的手里需要很多的对付。
All these 12, they need to be dealt by the Lord.
我们的主拣选了十二个。
The Lord has chosen the 12.
他照着他自己的意思拣选十二个人。
He chose according to his will.
所以我们知道被拣选是出于神主宰的拣选。
So we see being chosen is up to the sovereignty of God.
他把这十个人把他们拣选了之后。
And after he chose them.
你知道他怎样训练他们？
How did he train them?
圣经告诉我们说。
The scripture tells us,
主把十二个人拣选来，要他们与他同在。
He brought those 12 to be with him.
第一件事，
What first thing?
就是要这十二个人与他在一起。
He wanted those 12 to be with him.
日夜在一起。
Day and night together.
我们的主到哪里去，他们也到哪里去。
Wherever our Lord goes, they are there with him.
这十二个人是与主一直在一起的。
Those 12 are constantly with the Lord himself.
为什么要他们与他也在一起呢？
Why does he want them to be with him?
因为当他们与他在一起的时候。
Because when they are with him,
他们就多有机会来认识主。
They have more opportunity to know him.
当他们来认识主的时候。
When they come to know him.
也同时因着认识主的缘故。
Because they know the law and they began to know themselves.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们没有一个人是认识自己的人。
None of us really know ourselves.
圣经告诉我们说，人心比万物都诡诈。
The scripture says the heart is more deceitful above all things.
坏到极处啊。
Corrupted to such extent.
不但把人骗过了，把我们自己也骗过。
We not only deceive others, we even deceive ourselves.
我们不认识我们自己。
We do not know ourselves.
唯一我们能认识自己的路。
The only way to know ourselves
乃是在主的光中
is in the light of the Lord.
在主的光里面我们就得见了光。
In his light we receive light.
所以你要看见在这里。
We can see here.
主就把十二个人与他在一起。
So the Lord brought the 12 to himself.
让他们一直看见主。
And allow them to see the Lord.
他们一直听见主的声音。
Allow them to hear the voice of the Lord.
他们一直看见主的荣美。
They see the beauty of the Lord.
当他们与他与主一同住的时候。
And when they dwell with him.
他们就开始看见自己是何等的败坏，是何等的不堪。
And they began to see how unworthy and how corrupt they are.
叫他们肯让主在他们的身上做不足的工作。
And they are willing to allow the Lord to do the work in their lives.
让他们愿意在主面前接受十字架的工作。
And willing to receive the work of the cross.
自从到他们身上就开始起了变化。
Until there is transformation taking place in their lives.
你这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
领袖的训练。
The training of spiritual leadership.
最重要的。
The most important
thing. 就是与主同住。
Is to be with the Lord.
一直在那里看见主。
Seeing the Lord there,
all time. 你也在那里看见
主。Day and night looking at him.
你一直在那里看，一直在那里看。
And beholding him, beholding him.
慢慢，你这个自己就失去了。
And gradually, you lose yourself.
你也甘心乐意让你的自己失去。
And you're willing to let yourself go.
我们不愿意失去我们自己。
We don't want to let ourselves go.
因为我们认为自己太好了。
Because we think we are good.
我们有许多美丽的地方。
We have many good qualifications.
我们知道，当我们感觉自己不好的时候。
When we realize we are nothing.
那些败坏的。
All the that's corrupt.
我们愿意主替我们出去。
We want the Lord to allow the Lord to remove them.
但是那些天然的好
，all the natural good，
那些天然的美丽
，all the natural beauty，
我们喜欢把它抓紧的。
We want to hold on to them.
我们不但要把它守住
，we not only want to hold on to them，
并且我们还要加增它。
We want to improve them.
我们还要去修饰它。
We want to cultivate them.
叫它显得更美丽。
We want to even more beautiful.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
当我们一直在那里看住的时候
，we are there beholding the Lord.
因为与他一直在一起
，because we are there with。
一直在那里交通
，always there for
him. 他的荣耀
，his glory，
把我们的败坏都显露出来
，expose all the ugliness，
好像丹尼利一样
，right Daniel。
我们知道丹尼利在圣经里头几乎是一个完全的人。
In the scripture, Daniel was one of the perfect persons.
他实在是很完全。
In a way, Daniel was very perfect.
他实在是美丽。
He was a beautiful person.
但是圣经告诉我们说。
But the scripture says.
当主神向他显现的时候。
The Lord revealed himself.
他不知道在地上。
He fell on the ground.
如同死去一样。
As though he was dead.
他对神怎么说呢
？He said to the Lord.
他说神啊。
He said Lord.
我的荣美都变成败坏。
He said my glory is turned into corruption.
我过去认为这都是我的荣美。
I thought all these things they were my glory.
但是在你的荣耀的光里面
，But in the sight of your glory,
我看见这些都是败坏。
I see all these are nothing but corruption.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
一个要做属灵领袖的人
，If you want to be a spiritual leadership,
他需要这样的训练。
You need such training.
他需要与主昼夜在一起。
You need to be there with the Lord all the time.
他需要常常看见主。
You have to be there beholding Him.
因着看见主的缘故
，Because you're beholding Him,
所有的荣美都要变成朽坏。
All your glory will turn into corruption.
到了那一天
until that day,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你是一个受过训的人
you are a person that's trained.
如果今天你进去的时候是如此的
if you go in the way you are today,
当你出来的时候你还是那样
and if you came out, you're still the same way as
you
were before.
你头脑里多了一点知识
you only acquire some mental knowledge.
你天然的荣美还在那里
your natural beauty is still preserved.
不但没有变成朽坏
did not turn into corruption.
并且好像荣上加荣了
even turn from glory to glory.
因为你听了很多的知识
Because you have added much knowledge
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
那你在神面前毫无训练
That is shows that you have no education before God
你在人面前也许受了训练
Maybe you get education from man
但是你在神的面前毫无训练
But before God you have no training at all
这样的人不配做属灵的领袖
This kind of person they are not worthy to be spiritual
我们需要看见主
We need to see the Lord
我们需要看见我们的自己
We need to see ourselves
我们需要看见我们的荣美乃是我们的羞愧。
We have to see our glory is our corruption.
这样主在我们身上才能使用。
And then the Lord can use us.
所以我们知道属灵领袖的训练。
So we see spiritual leader, the training of spiritual leadership.
并不在乎训练知识。
It's not the not a matter of intellectual understanding.
乃是训练我们这个人。
It is the education of the whole person.
也可以说那个性格的训练。
It is strength of character.
主在那里训练这十二个门徒。
When the Lord was training this 12 disciples,
他不重在 工作的方式。
He did not emphasize the method of work.
不错，他们跟着主在一起。
Of course, they followed the Lord.
他们也看见主怎样的在哪里受苦。
They witnessed how the Lord worked.
自然而然，他们也学了这个工作。
Naturally, they learned something about the Lord's work.
主也差遣他们出去。
And the Lord sent them out.
让他们实地去试验去。
And I have allow them to have some practical experience.
遇到难处可以回到主的面前。
And when they face difficulty, they can turn to the Lord.
来得到帮助。
To ask the Lord for help.
主也做这样的事。
The Lord did such a thing.
主也教训他们。
Lord instructed them.
给他们许多的话语。
And the Lord taught them much.
都是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
你看见主在哪里训练他们的时候。
When you see the Lord, how the Lord trained them.
特别是注意的就是他们的性格。
And he's emphasizing on their character.
我们的性格。
Our character.
乃是在神面前需要再造的。
We need to be recreated.
做主的工作最重要的是工人的性格。
In the work of the Lord, the most important thing is the workers, the worker.
如果主不能把他的性格坐在我们的身上，
If the Lord cannot work into us his character,
我们在神的工作上就没有用处。
Then we have no part in God's work.
你知道今天许多神的工作受到损害。
We see that many of the Lord's work today suffer much damage.
都是因着性格的原因。
It's all because of character.
不是因为方法不够好。
Not because the method was not good enough.
不是因为知识不够多。
It's not because there's lack in knowledge.
乃是因为那个器皿的性格上面有问题。
But because of the character of the vessel has question.
如果人的性格上有问题。
If there is a question in that, in the character,
你所建造的
all that you build,
都被你自己摧毁
you destroy yourself,
所以一无所成
so you have accomplished nothing.
因此我们的主在地上训练他门徒的时候
so when the Lord was training the 12,
因为这些的门徒都是将来的领袖
because all these 12 are the leaders of the future.
主就特别注意他们性格上的难处
The Lord paid much attention about their character.
我们已经提过彼得
We mentioned Peter.
我们看见彼得他的性格
We saw Peter's character.
他怎样喜欢做头
How he likes to be the leader.
他怎样多言多语
And how he is a person of much speech.
他怎样凭着他的冲动行事
And how impulsive he was.
所以我们看见主一直在那里对付他这些的情形。
And so we see the Lord was dealing him in all this matter.
我们也看见过约翰的光景。
We see John's character.
就称他是为子。
The Lord called him the thunder.
主也在那里对付他。
And the Lord was dealing him.
很自等到主的爱，成着主之前约翰的身上。
Until the love of the Lord was worked into his life.
所以属灵领袖的训练是重在性格的训练。
So the important thing of spiritual leadership is this matter of spiritual character.
并不是重在外面的知识。
It's not on your external knowledge.
也不是重在工作的技术。
It's not on the method of your work.
乃是重在属灵的性格。
It is this matter of spiritual character.
那么属灵的性格是怎么造成的呢？
And how do we educate or train spiritual character?
圣经里头有这样一句话。
The scripture has this word.
在哥林多后书第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
说我们常作脸观看主的荣光。
And we turn our face toward the Lord.
这样我们就开始变化。
Then we began to change.
荣上加荣。
We change from glory to glory.
照着他的形状来变化。
A change according to his image.
乃是基督徒的灵来变化。
According to the Holy Spirit.
那就是说
That is to say,
如果我们的主在这里
If the Lord is here,
我们就常作脸观看他。
We look, we behold him.
我们与他面对面。
We face to face.
当我们这样与他面对面生活的时候
When you come face to face with him,
你就看见圣灵就在我们里面做工。
We can see the Holy Spirit began to do the work.
他就在那里开始做变化的工作。
And he's doing the work of transformation.
把我们变化成为主的形象。
And we are being transformed into his life.
那是荣上加荣的。
And it's from glory to glory.
所以这一个就是性格上的训练。
This is the training of a character.
有了性格上的训练。
If there's training of the character.
然后我们看见才能在工作的技术上可以得到一点的帮助。
And then we can see that in the work.There will be some help.
所以这一个是我们的主训练人的那一个那个原则。
So this is the principle of spiritual training.
我们的主怎样训练他的门徒呢？
How does he train them?
我们如果看四福音的话，
We look at the four gospels.
我们看见有几件事他特别加以训练。
We can see there are a few points that he tried to educate them.
当然第一件事是训练他们来认识主的自己。
Of course, the first thing is to bring them to a real knowledge of the Lord himself.
我们对于主的认识
knowing the Lord.
不能根据课本。
We cannot know the Lord according to books.
我们也不能根据人的教训。
We cannot know the Lord according to man's teaching.
我们对主的认识必须根据启示。
We can only know the Lord by way of revelation.
在我们的主他在那里问他的门徒说
When the Lord asked disciples,
人说人子是谁
What do men say I am, who I am?
主在那里问这个问题的时候
The Lord asked this question.
乃是主在那里开始对人拒绝的时候
That was the moment when he was being rejected by the people.
他的门徒说有的人说你是以利亚有的人说你是耶利米
And some say you are Elijah, some say you are Jeremiah.
主说那么你们说我是谁
The Lord said, who do you say that I am?
你们与我昼夜在一起
You've been with me day and night
你们究竟认识不认识我
Do you really know me?
西门彼得说主啊
And Simon Peter said
你是基督是永生神的儿子
You are Christ the son of the living God
主怎么说
What did the Lord say?
说西门巴约拿
He said Simon Bar-Jonah
你是有福的
You blessed are you
因为这个不是血肉指示你
Because the flesh and blood did not reveal to you
那是由天上的父指示你
It's my father who revealed to you
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们如果与主有交通的话
If we have fellowship with the Lord
我们就要从从那里得到启示。
We then will receive revelation from.
我们能真正认识他究竟是谁。
Then we can really know who he is.
好像约翰在约翰一书里面这样说。
Like in the Epistle of John.
我们把这个生命的道报告给你们。
The word of life we share with you.
这个生命的道是我们亲耳听见的。
This word of life is what we have heard.
是我们亲眼看见的。
We saw it.
是我们亲手摸过。
We handled it.
那一个生命的道。
That word of truth.
所以我们看见。
So we see here.
我们对主的认识必须是头手的认识。
So our knowledge of the Lord must be first hand.
必须是根据启示的认识。
It has to be according to revelation.
那么这个启示从哪里来的呢？
Now where does this revelation come?
就是你与主在那里自己一进的时候而来的。
It's when you are near the Lord and with the Lord.
这种的启示从哪里来的？
Where does this revelation come from?
乃是当你学习受主的对付，同时你也去对付主的时候。
It's when you know the Lord, you're being dealt by the Lord, and you deal with the Lord.
在这样互相的对付的里面，你对主才有真正的认识。
It's when there's this mutual dealing between you and the Lord, you come to a real knowledge of the Lord Himself.
有的时候是主在哪里对付我。
Sometimes the Lord is the one who is dealing you.
圣灵在哪里光照我。
The Holy Spirit is lightening you.
圣灵在环境里面来管制我们。
And the Holy Spirit is disciplining you through the environment.
叫我们在圣灵面前有所认识。
So that we can learn the law.
有的时候是我们到主的面前。
And sometimes we have to come to the law.
我们有问题。
We have questions.
我们有难受。
We have difficulty.
我们当然要到主的面前。
We bring them to the law.
我们仰望主来拯救我们。
We seek the Lord to deliver.
就是在这样互相的这个对付的里面。
Yes, in this mutual dealing.
我们就学习了应当学习的。
We learn the lessons we ought to learn.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
属灵领袖的训练。
The training of spiritual leadership.
乃是要训练。真正的认识基督
is the training of knowing the Lord Himself.
认识基督在神永远旨意里的地位
knowing Christ and in the center of God's purpose.
认识基督在我们个人身上的地位
knowing Christ's place in our lives.
认识基督在教会中的地位
knowing Christ in the place of the church.
认识基督在一切的人事物中间的地位
knowing Christ in all that is related to this life.
我们多多的来经历基督
we need to experience the Lord.
这样我们这个人才能成为一个器皿。
And then we become a vessel.
第二
，second，
我们不但要认识基督
，we not only need to know the Lord，
我们看见主在四福音里面
，we can see in the four gospels，
多次在那里要他的门徒学习十字架的功课。
And he desires us to learn the lessons of the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
十字架乃是一个中心
，cross is center。
如果今天一个要做属灵领袖的人
If a person desires to be a spiritual leader
他对十字架没有深切的学习
If he have no real he have not learned real, any real lesson from the cross
这个人在神的手里就不能被使用
This kind of person cannot be of use
我们的主乃是钉十字架的主
Our Lord is the Lord who was crucified
如果没有十字架就没有基督
If there's no cross there's no Christ
基督必须经过苦难
Christ needs to suffer
然后进到荣耀的里面去
enter into glory.
在十字架的上面,
on the cross,
他成功了一切的救赎,
he accomplished the redemption.
所有基督的成功都在十字架的上面,
all the works of the Lord are accomplished on the cross.
所以我们知道仇敌就在那里, 要叫主不要上十字架。
And so the devil is there to hinder the Lord from going to the cross.
他甚至用彼得来劝主不要上十字架。
And he even used Peter to hinder the Lord from going to the cross.
但是我们的主面对耶路撒冷,
but our Lord faced Jerusalem.
他往十字架上面去,
and he went all the way through,
直到他钉在十字架上,
until he was nailed to the cross.
因此就带进复活,
and then he brought in resurrection,
带进圣洁,
ascension.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们这一般属于主的人,
we those who belong to the Lord,
我们必须对十字架有深切的学习.
We need the deep work of the cross.
你如果读四福音, 你看见我们的主,
if you read the Gospels, we see the Lord.
他一次两次三次,
once, twice, and thrice,
他多次在那里把十字架摆在门徒的面前,
and he brought the cross in front of the disciples.
做主的门徒不是一件容易的事,
to be a disciple is not an easy matter.
我们的主也从来不欺骗我们,
and the Lord never tried to deceive us.
他在那里给我们说,
he told us,
如果人要跟从我,
if anyone wants to be a disciple,
就要舍己背十字架来跟从我,
you must deny yourself and take up the cross.
你如果不背你的十字架, 你不配做我的门徒.
If you're not willing to take up your cross, you are not worthy to be my disciple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
十字架必须在我们身上做工.
The cross needs to do its work in us.
我们许多的心思意念,
there are many thoughts in our lives,
都是天然的心思,
they are all natural thoughts.
有的也许找人看是很好的,
according to man, they may be good,
但是我们的心思需要十字架来解禁.
But our mind needs to be cleansed and renewed by the cross.
你记得彼得在那里劝主说, 主啊, 万不可如此,
and Peter was pleading the Lord, said, not so, Lord,
你不要上十字架,
do not go to the cross,
你要爱一些你自己,
you must love yourself.
我们的主就说, 撒旦在我后面去吧,
and our Lord said, Satan, get thee behind.
因为你是基督的人意思, 不基督的神的,
because you mind the things of the flesh, not mind the things of the spirit.
然后就说,
then the Lord said,
人如果不舍己, 背起他的十字架, 来跟从我, 就不能做我的门徒。
And then the Lord said, if you do not deny yourself and take up the cross, you cannot be my disciple.
凡是为着我损失你的己的生命的人,
for my sake, you lose all things.
你就要得到生命,
you will gain life.
你如果要得到你魂的生命,
you want to preserve your soul life,
你要失去你的生命,
you will lose your life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的心思需要受十字架的毒,
our thought life needs to be crucified.
哎呀, 我们 思想正是多,
we have much up here.
我们人越聪明, 思想越多,
the more we think we are wise, the more
confident
we are. We have many ways and many opinions.
可以说我们的思想永远不停止的,
as though our thinking part is always there thinking.
但是你知道谁在那里操纵我们的思想,
if you know who is manipulating your thinking,
那是我们这堕落的自己,
it is fallen nature of us.
我们天然就是欺骗我们自己,
our natural self is kind to ourselves.
我们欺骗人的思想,
we are kind to our own thinking. We need the work of the cross, so that we have the heart of Christ, so we are not, we'll be willing to let go of ourselves, so we want to be a servant to all. This is the work of the cross in our mind. Our emotion needs the work of the cross. Some people are very emotional, some people are more intellectual.
情感需要受对付,
emotion needs to be dealt with.
所以我们主告诉我们说,
so the Lord tell us,
人如果爱我, 不胜过爱你的父母妻子儿女, 弟兄姊妹, 和你自己的生命, 不配做我的门徒。
If you love your parents, your sisters, but more than I, you are not worthy to be my disciple.
并不是说主不要我们, 爱我们的父母,
that doesn't mean that the Lord does not want you to love your mother,
不要我们爱我们的儿女,
or love your children,
不要爱我们的妻子或者丈夫,
or love your wife or husband,
不要爱我们的性命,
or not even our life,
因为我们这个生命是属于主的,
but this life belongs to the Lord,
应该爱他,
we also love.
但是许多的时候, 爱是一个肉体情感的爱,
oftentimes this love is a love of the flesh or a love of the emotion.
越爱事情越多,
the more we love, the more we complicate ourselves.
越爱叫神的爱不能流露出来,
the more we love ourselves, God's love cannot flow out from us.
所以他要对付我们的情感,
and so he wants to deal with your emotion.
这个情感受这个堕落的己在那里掌握着,
this emotion is under the control of a fallen nature.
因为这个缘故, 这个情感发动的时候就创了许多的祸,
because this, once this emotion is expressed, it is doing much harm.
造成许多的难题。
It created many problems.
需要情感受罪。
Our emotion needs to be dealt with.
不但情感需要实实在在对付。
Not only emotion needs to work.
圣经告诉我们说，我们的意志需要实实在在。
Even our will needs to work at the cross.
有的人实在是没有意志的人。
And some people they have no will.
好像风前的芦苇一样。
As though there is the blowing by the wind.
风往哪里吹，他就往哪里倒。
So which direction the wind blows?
完全是没有意志的人。
They have no will.
有的人意志非常的刚强。
And some people have strong will.
像铁的意志一样。
Like iron.
你没有办法摇动它。
You cannot move it.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个都需要十字架的。
All this needs to be drilled by the cross.
一个没有意志的人。
One who has no will.
需要经过十字架的对付。
He needs to work at the cross.
叫他的意志能被扶持起来。
Allow his will to be strengthened.
能力要神所要的是。
And desire what God desires.
那个意志刚强的人。
And the one who has a strong will.
需要受十字架的折磨。
Needs to work the cross.
叫他在神面前说，不要照我的意思，要照着你的意思。
So he can be before the Lord, say, not my will, but your will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们如果要被神使用的话。
If we are to be used of the Lord.
我们的意志需要经过十字架的对付。
Our intellect needs to be dealt by the cross.
有的时候我们的意志需要被主的恩典。
Sometimes our will needs to be strengthened by the grace of the Lord.
有的时候我们意志需要受十字架的对付，把它软弱下。
Sometimes we need the work of the cross to weaken our will.
这些都是我们实际上应当学的功课。
All these are practical lessons we need to learn.
这一个是灵修的训练。
This is a training of
不是十字架的道理。
This is not a teaching of the cross.
那是十字架在我们身上那个实在的工作。
It's the application of the work of the cross in our lives.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
在我们的身上有没有十字架的印记
？Is there a work of the cross in our lives?
保罗他对加拉太人说
，Paul wrote to the Galatians.
从今以后你们不要再来搅扰我了。
From now on, do not disturb me.
因为在我身上带着耶稣基督的印记。
Because in my life I have a mark of the cross.
那个印记是什么
？What's the mark?
就是十字架。
It's the mark of the cross.
在保罗的身上有钉痕。
And the life of cross and the life of Paul, they are wounds of the cross.
他在哪里有伤口？
There are wounds.
他是懂得十字架的人。
He knows the cross.
因着这个缘故。
Because of that.
主的生命能从这些的伤口里头流露出来。
The Lord's light can flow all through all these wounds.
能叫许多的人得到供应。
Allow many to be helped.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们是一个完整的人。
If we are a perfect person.
始终是完整的。
We are.Preserved perfect person.
你知道约伯就是这么一回事。
You know Job was a perfect person.
约伯是一个完整的人。
Job was a perfect person.
他是一个自义的人。
He was self-righteous.
他要保守他的完整。
He wanted to preserve his perfect.
他以为说这样是荣耀神。
But he thought this is glorifying to God.
但是在神奇妙的安排里面。
But in God's sovereign arrangement.
神在哪里接纳他
？God dealt with him.
神在哪里负责他
？God there.Departing.
神在哪里对付他
？God was there dealing with him.
对付到一个地步。
Dealing to a point,
约伯不再是一个完整的人。
Job was no longer a perfect person.
他变成一个破碎的人。
He became a broken person.
当他成了一个破碎人的时候
，because his brokenness,
我们看见神的祝福就加倍临到他身上。
And we can see the blessing of the Lord upon him many times.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我们今天是不是一个破碎的人？
Are we a broken person?
如果我们自己还是一个完整的人的话
，If we are still a perfect person,
我们好像从来没有被破碎过。
As though we've never been broken before.
好像磨牙从来没有从一个里头倒到另外一个壶里头去。
It's like
a 磨牙
Pour from one vessel to the other vessel.
你知道在旧约里头讲到磨牙
？Yeah, in the Old Testament, when they mention 磨牙，
磨牙好像什么呢
？What is 磨牙？
磨牙好像酒一样。
磨牙 like wine.
这个酒啊，从来也没有从一个瓶子倒到另外一个瓶子里头去。
Never been poured from one vessel to the other.
所以它的元气还在那里。
And so all everything in its original was retained.
里面的杂质都在那里。
All the impurity will retain.
许多神的仆人。
Many of God's servants.
许多在教会中有侍奉的人。
Many of those who serve in the church.
许多所谓做领袖的人。
Many of those who so-called leaders.
他们好像磨牙一样，从来也没有清扫过。
Never was empty before.
从来没有炼净过。
Never was poured out.
如果这样的话
，Because of this.
怎样能叫神的工作蒙恩呢
？How can The Lord bless his work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，属灵的领袖乃是破碎的人。
Spiritual leaders are those who know what it means to be broken.
不是完整的人。
They are not perfect.
很多的时候人太完整了。
Sometimes because we are too perfect.
所以主在他身上就没有出路。
Therefore, the Lord has no way through them.
如果今天我们在神面前是个破碎的人，
But today, if a broken vessel is
broken, 神从我们身上就有路。
Then God has a way through it.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第四章这么说。
And so Paul, say according to the Second Corinthians chapter 4.
他说。
He said,
我们有着宝贝在瓦器的里面。
We have this treasure in the with an earthen vessel.
要显明这么大的能力，不是出于我们，乃是出于神。
And to demonstrate the power, it's not according to us, but according to the Spirit.
我们四面受敌。
We have
却不被困住，心里作难，却不知失望。倒闭合却不被丢弃，打倒了却不知死亡。
We are afflicted in every way and not crushed, perplexed and not despairing, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed.
他身上有许多的破口。
There are many wounds.
所以里面宝贝的光能照耀。
Therefore the treasure shines.
所以我们在四福音看见主在那里训练他们学习十字架的功夫。
So we see the Lord was teaching the 12 lessons of the cross.
第三。
Third point.
主在那里训练他们谦卑的功课。
The Lord was teaching him the lesson of humility.
多次我们看见。
Many times we see.
这十二个门徒本身都是没有什么的。
We see that all these 12 naturally they have nothing.
但是虽然他们本身是那么软弱卑贱。
Even though they are weak and nothing.
他们一直在那里争谁是更大。
And they are still there wrestling who is the leader among them.
我们不要笑这十二个门徒。
We don't laugh at those 12.
我们就是这十二个门徒。
We are those 12 disciples.
我们实在没有什么。
We have nothing.
但是我们却在那里，一直与我们的弟兄姊妹争，谁是大的？
But we are still wrestling with our brothers and sisters. Who is the leader among us?
我们大家都要做最大。
We all want to be the first.
但是主在那里教训他们。
The Lord tell us.
多次的教训他们。
He told them. He taught them many times.
有的时候主在那里，叫一个小拿一个小孩子来。
Sometimes the Lord brought a child before them.
放在他们中间。
He put the child in the middle.
不但对他们讲话。
Not only teach them.
也要叫他们看见。
He want them to see.
他说：“人若不变化。”悔改变化，像个小孩子的样子，就不能进天国。
If you are not willing to be changed like one of those little ones, you cannot enter the kingdom.
在天国里谁是最大的呢？
You say, who's the greatest in the kingdom?
就是那个小孩子的人。
It's one who like a little child.
那当然，我们的主的意思并不是说，
the meaning of the Lord.
我们要像小孩子的，幼稚。
The Lord doesn't mean it's being childish.
但是他要我们像小孩子的样子， childlike.
He wants us to be childlike.
什么是像小孩子的样子呢？
What does it mean?A childlike,
那就是谦卑。
That is humility.
因为这个小孩子他不能做什么。
Because this little child is helpless.
他也知道他什么也不懂。
He knows nothing.
他需要依靠。
He needs to rely.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们需要看见我们像小孩子。
We have to see that we are like a child.
我们实在一无所有。
We have nothing.
我们一无所能。
We cannot do anything.
我们处处都要依靠我们的。
So we have to trust the Lord.
我们要学习谦卑的功课。
We need to learn to be humble.
第四
，Four.
圣经里面四福音里面
In the four gospels,
主也一直教导他们祷告的功课
And the Lord taught them the lessons of prayer
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
有的时候主在那里祷告给他们榜样
And sometimes the Lord prays to set an example
主在那里祷告的时候
When the Lord was praying
门徒看见主的祷告
When they see the Lord pray
他们里面就有一个渴慕的心
And they create in them a longing
他们说主啊教导我们
The Lord teach us how to pray
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
主在那里教导他们祷告
The Lord taught them how to pray
我们要常常祷告不可灰心
Pray and without fainting. Yeah.
我们要精心祷告。
We have to watch and pray.
免得入了迷惑。
Not to fall into temptation.
祷告这一个功课。
This lesson of prayer.
那是属灵的领袖就必须学习的功课。
This is one of the lessons the spiritual leader must learn.
很可惜，今天有许多做领袖的人。
Sorry to say, many of the leaders today.
他在祷告上面没有学习。
Because they have not learned the lesson of prayer.
他只会在人面前做工。
They can do a work in front of people.
甚至于能讲道给人听。
They can even preach before.
但是他在背后，他没有安息的经历。
But in the back, they do not have a quiet life before the Lord.
他不懂得这样的祷告来。做一些工作
They do not know how to pray and to work through prayer
这样的工作都是暂时
All that kind of work is temporal
一时有兴奋
It is momentary there will be some excitement
过了就完了
Once it's gone, it's gone
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
一个做属灵领袖的人必须在祷告上 受训练。
To be a spiritual leader, you must learn the lesson of prayer.
神的工作乃是在膝盖上来做的。
God's work is being done in the hidden place.
神的工作不是用手来做的。
God's work is not done by hand.
更不是用口来做的。
It's not done by your mouth.
乃是用你的膝盖来做的。
It's done on your knee.
戴德森先生。
Hudson Taylor.
就是内地会的创办人。
The founder of China Innovation.
我们在中国的信徒，我们一直感谢神为赫德森。
We Chinese believers, we thank the Lord for this vessel.
因为神用他把福音带到我们中国的内地。
Because the Lord used him to bring gospel to China.
戴德森先生一生中间有一件独特的事情。
In his life, there was one particular experience.
那是许多的人常常提起。
It's one of the experience that we people often mention.
他懂得祷告。
He knows prayer.
他说。
He said.
我们能单单借助祷告。
We can only use prayer.
我们能找神起来做事。
We can, then God can rise up and work.
我们能借助祷告。
We can use prayer.
能借助神找人起来做事。
We can ask through prayer, God can raise man to do the work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个就是主训练他的门徒。
This is how the Lord trained his disciples.
我们有心。
We have a heart.
我们被主拣选。
We are chosen.
主就要在我们身上做训练的。
And the Lord will begin His training.
他要在多方面来训练。
He will train us in many ways.
叫我们能成为有用的。
So that we can be of useful vessels.
但是当然，我们知道要做属灵的领袖。
But we know to be a spiritual leader.
是需要出相当的代价。
It's costly.
许多人愿意做领袖。
Many do desire to be a leader.
但是他们不愿意出代价。
But they do not want to pay the cost.
如果一个人他不肯让十字架在他身上做工。
If you are unwilling to allow the cross to do its work.
这个人从他的里面就没有经历到生命的流露。
Then you have no Christ can impart to others.
这样怎么能做属灵的领袖？
How can that person be a leader?
所以我们看见一个做属灵领袖的人是一个需要做重大代价的人。
And so we see to be a spiritual leader.That it is a very costly matter.
如果今天你不预备出代价的话，
But you're not prepared to pay the cost.
我们的主说，你就不要来跟从。
The Lord said, "Do not come and follow me."
我们有没有安静在主的面前？
Have we been quiet before the Lord?
来计算计算这个代价。
And count the cost.
你知道，当我们起来跟从主的时候，
When we follow the Lord,
有许多的人没有计算代价。
And many of them have not counted the cost.
那是一时受情感的冲动。
Because they were stirred by emotion.
如果传道人在那里讲道的时候，
Because the preacher, when he was preaching,
他讲了一些动人的故事。
And he was saying some moving words.
讲道或者是主的爱，或者是许多爱主的人的故事。
And talk about the love of the Lord and how the people love the Lord.
叫你情感上面受极大的刺激。
And you stirred up emotionally.
哎呀，他传道人在那里说了。
And the preacher would say,
你如果受主的感动，你要把你自己奉献给主出来做传道。
And if you move by the Holy Spirit, you must give yourself to preach.
我就是这样奉献出来的。
I was dedicating myself that way.
当我在那里蒙恩得救的那个时候。
When I was newly saved.
我寻求主的救恩，寻求了一年也没有得到。
I seek the Lord's saving grace for over a year.
但是到了有一天。
So one day, the Lord's mercy came upon me.
所以在那一次也是开大会。
At that time, there was a big revival.
到了某一天呢，传道人总是讲奉献。
At the end of that series of meetings, and the preacher was preaching on this matter of consecration.
那个时候讲奉献就是奉献做传道。
At that time, when he mentioned consecration, means you had to consecrate.
奉献的道理完全讲错的。
Of course, the preacher it was wrong.
现在我们知道每一个基督徒应当奉献。
But now we know every Christian must be a consecrated person.
奉献呢是为主而活。
Consecration means live for the Lord.
并不是为主去传道。
That means you have to preach for the Lord.
当然，你为主而活，有的时候主要你去传道，你去传道了。
If you live for the Lord, if you want you to preach, you preach.
奉献呢是让主在你身上做工。
Actually, consecration is allow the Lord to do a work in your life.
不是叫你去替主做工。
It's not for you to work for Him.
这个才是奉献。
This is consecration.
但是那个时候常讲到的人也糊涂，听到的人也糊涂。
So at that time, the one who preached was unclear, and I was unclear.
所以讲到的人在那里最后一天讲奉献。
And so the last message was on this matter of consecration.
在台上挂了一个大的中国地图。
And on the board, there was a big map of China.
他在那里讲了。
And he was preaching.
主这样的爱你。
The way how the Lord loves.
你如果爱主的话
，If you love Him,
你要奉献做传道。
You have to consecrate yourself to be a
preacher. 你要到哪里去传道，你自己可以选的。
Where you want to go, it's up to you.
那么我很受感动。
I was greatly moved.
我刚刚得救。
I was newly saved.
满腹是热
，full of zeal.
同时又是少年人。
And also I was very young.
那个时候我15岁。
I was only 15.
我心里在哪里想？
I was thinking.
我爱主。
I love the Lord.
我要给人看见。
I want to.
我爱主比别人还多。
I love the Lord more than anyone else.
我要到最远的地方。
I want to go to the first.
最有难的地方。
Most difficult place.
侍奉主。
To serve the Lord.
那他那边就说了。
And then the preacher.
你们能奉献的人到台上来。
Those who want to be consecrated come up.
你们要到哪里去，手就是哪个地方。
Wherever you want to go, put your finger there.
我就跑到台上。
And I'll go to Kong.
我的手就是蒙古。
And I'll go to Kong. Point his finger to Mongolia.
因为在当时中国人的眼中，蒙古是最远。
Because in those we call Mongolia is the furthest point in China.
也是最难的。
And the most difficult place.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你不要笑我。
Point this to not let me.
我很认真的。
I was really, I was.
我那天这样奉献的时候。
After I was consecrated,
同一年
the first year,
我天天为蒙古祷告。
I pray for Mongolia.
我找在哪里找蒙古的书啊
？I look for books about Mongolia.
我有做蒙古的事情。
I want to know about Mongolia.
同时我心里也定规了。
And I have decided.
我中学毕业。
After I graduate from high school,
我不要念大学。
I will not go to college.
但是四年的那个时间就浪费了。
Yeah, 4 years college, you waste your time.
我要去找一个圣经学校。
So I look for a Bible school.
我要读圣经。
I want to study Bible.
预备我自己。
Prepare myself.
然后到蒙古去。
Then go to Mongolia to preach.
主也悦纳我的心的。
The Lord honors my heart.
主知道我的心是对。
The Lord knows my heart.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
过了不久。
Not long after.
也差不多两年。
Maybe 2 years after that.
主就给我看见。
The Lord allowed me to see.
虽然他悦纳我的心愿的。
Even though He honored my heart.
但是这不是他的旨意。
But that was not His will.
我到今天还没有到过蒙古。
Even today I haven't been to Mongolia.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
不过我在这里就要举一个例。
I want to give an illustration.
就是说，今天你若果要做主的器皿
，If we want to be a vessel in God's hand，
你必须要准备出代价。
You must willing to count the cost。
而那个代价是什么呢
？And what is that cost？
那个代价就是要你的命。
That cost is your very life。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们的主不要你其他的东西。
The Lord does not want anything that belongs to you。
我们的主是那样的尊贵。
Our Lord is holy。
你知道世界上的人可以问我们。要求这个，要求那个。
And the people of the world they can demand this and demand that from you.
也许因着他们的地位，因着他们的关系，他们在我们身上可以有所要求。
Because the position, because our relationship, they have the right to demand things.
但是没有一个人能要求我们的命。
There's no one can demand or require your life.
只有为我们舍命的主，他能要求我们的命。
Only the one who has given his life to us, he can require your life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
做领袖的人的代价，又是他自己的命。
The cost of discipleship is your life.
你不肯把你的命摆上的人，不要起来跟从。
If you cannot give your life, do not desire to be a leader.
也根本不能领导。
You can never, because you cannot lead others.
因为我们的主告诉我们说
，Because the Lord tells us,
我来不是要受人的服侍。
Because I come not to be served.
乃是要服侍人。
I come to serve others.
并且要舍命
，Even lay down my life
for 多人的事情。
And for the ransom of many.
主也这样的吩咐我们。
The Lord tells us,
我们要爱弟兄，为弟兄舍命。
We have to love our brethren and lay down our lives for them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，做领袖的代价就是他的性命。
The cost of your leadership is your very life.
凡是顾惜自己性命的人
，those who preserve their own life，
他不能做领袖。
You cannot be a leader.
一个做领袖的人
，to be a leader，
他所付的代价乃是孤单。
The cost you pay is lonely.
一个做领袖的人，因为神给他有先见
，to be a leader because the Lord has given you a foresight.
给他看见别人所没有看见
He allows you to see what no one else sees
因此他非常的孤单
Because he's very lonely
别人没有看见
Nobody else sees it
他看见了
He saw it
他要把他所看见的帮助人来看见
He wants to share what he saw with others
但是别人还没有看见的时候
But the others have not seen it yet
他必须走那孤单的道
He has to walk that way, that lonely way
好像个牧羊的人他要率领他的羊群
Like a shepherd who wants to lead the sheep
他不能挤在羊群的里面
He cannot put himself within the flock
他必须要走在羊群里面
He has to walk in front of the flock
这样的光景是个孤单的
This kind of condition is very lonely
我总记得Spark弟兄对我说的话
I remember what Spark told me
他告诉我说
He told me once
那个时候他在浸信会里做牧师
At that time he was pastor in the Baptist church
主就开始给他看见神永远的旨意
The Lord revealed his eternal purpose to him
神给他看见教会属灵属天的性质
And the Lord allowed him to see the nature of the church is heavenly
所以他说他用一年的功夫在讲台上就讲神都给他看见
And he said he spent a year preaching what the Lord showed him
但是他说讲了一年
It's after I preached for one whole year
只不过说一个人
Only one brother saw it
只有一个执事了 眼睛开了。
Only one of the deacons saw it.
他看见。
He saw it.
所以你就看见那个道路是何等的孤单。
And you can see the way is very lonely.
我们看见摩西是个孤单的人。
You see, Moses is also a very lonely person.
他一个人到山上四十昼夜。
And he went up the mountain himself alone for 40 days.
接受神的律法。
To receive God's law.
当以色列人犯罪的时候。
When the Israelites rebelled.
他再到山上。
He went up the mountain.
四十昼夜。
40 days,
一个人在那里。
He was there by himself.
一个做领袖的人是一个孤单的人。
To be a leader, it is a lonely life.
保罗一生也是孤单。
Paul lived a lonely life.
虽然他有他的同工。
Even though he had his companion.
但是他所看见的比他的同工还要多。
Because what he saw, he saw more than his companion.
虽然他很愿意与他的同工有交通。
But he liked to share and fellowship with his co-workers.
但是有的话他没有办法说。
But there are words he cannot share.
因为他们不能领会。
So they cannot understand.
所以你要看见说一个做领袖的人是一个孤单的人。
So you can see to be a spiritual leader is a very lonely person.
到了最后他说全亚细亚。
And the end said, the whole Asia departed from me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果你愿意做属灵的领袖，
if you desire to be a spiritual leader,
你必须要准备做一个孤单的人。
You have to be prepared to live a lonely life.
做属灵的领袖，
to be a spiritual leader,
也必须要出另外一个代价。
You have to pay another cost.
就是准备受批评，受剪辑。
Prepare to be persecuted and to be criticized.
有的时候，一个做领袖的人，他在那里服侍弟兄姊妹。
Sometimes a leader is serving the Lord.
他以为弟兄姊妹一定很欣赏他。
And he thought brothers ought to appreciate him.
他这样的敬礼服侍他们。
Because how devoted he was.
那他们应当很欣赏才对呀。
They ought to be very appreciative.
但是很惊奇的。
But strangely enough.
不但弟兄姊妹不欣赏。
Not only the brothers not appreciate.
并且常常批评他。
Sometimes they criticize him.
你知道。
You know,
如果你不要受批评的话，
if you do not desire to be criticized,
就不要做领袖。
Do not desire to become a
leader. 你如果不做领袖，
if you don't want to be a leader,
你不但不受批评，
you not only will not be criticized,
你还有批评人的权利。
And you all can have, you all can criticize others.
但是一个做领袖的人，
but to be a spiritual leader,
他要准备出这个代价。
You have to prepare to pay this cost.
如果今天他在神的面前，
if he before the Lord,
神在他里面。
And the Lord in his heart.
对他有所看见。
Give him some seeing.
对他有所托付。
Give him some trust.
他就真心的去做。
He must be faithful to do it.
就是人批评他。
If people criticize.
人误会他。
If people misunderstood him.
就是人拒绝他。
If men rejected him.
他都要往前去。
He still has to go on.
要向着他的独中心。
Be faithful to the Lord.
我们做领一个做领袖的人。
Those who are in a place of leadership.
他必须要准备。被人欺负。
You must prepare to be rejected by others.
你知道许多的时候。
Many, many times.
当一个做领袖的人或会做的时候。
When a leader
is still living. 人不欣赏他。
People do not appreciate him.
当他死了之后。
After he passed on.
人就用丢他的石头替他做一个纪念碑。
And they began to use a stone they threw at him to build a monument.
常常修。
This is often done.
这一个就是做领袖要出的代价。
This is what a leader must be willing to pay.
但是
，but
不是说只有代价没有赏赐。
That doesn't mean it's only cost without reward.
我们知道一个做领袖的人赏赐乃是基督自己。
We know the reward of leadership is the Lord Himself.
当他这样忠心为主独立人
，when he is faithful to the Lord,
主就把自己多多的给
，and the Lord will be giving more of himself to him.
一个做领袖的人的安慰
，the comfort of a leader,
那是看见他劳苦的功效
，is to see that his work.
好像我们的主看见他劳苦的功效，就心满。
When the Lord saw the work, saw his labor, and he was satisfied.
一个做领袖的人
，those who are leaders,
出了很大的代价。
They pay a great cost.
到了那一天
In that day,
就说
the Lord will say,
好，良善忠心的仆人
Good and faithful servant.
你可以进来享受你主的美
好 You can come in and do the joy of your Lord.
这一个就是做领袖人的享受
This is the reward of a leader.
今天我们在地上
Here we are on earth.
要跟从我们的主
We have to follow the Lord.
到了那一天
In that day,
我们要与他一同得荣耀
They will be glorified with him.
最后一个做领袖的人有极大的危险。
To be in a place of leadership, there are dangers.
所以圣经说，人以为自己站得稳的要小心。
So the scripture says, if you think you can stand, take heed.
尤其做领袖的人，他的那个试探越大。
For those who are in the place of leadership, you have greater temptation.
第一个试探就是骄傲。
First temptation is pride.
一个人被神使用了
when we are used by God
他就很容易里面弃掉骄傲的
it's easy to have pride in your spirit
因为说神这样的祝福我因为我有可祝福的地方
You are thinking the way that the Lord is blessing because you are worthy of His blessing.
神这样的用我，因为我有可用之处。
The Lord is using me because He found something good in me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，许多的人曾稍微用他一点，他就骄傲的了，没有办法。
Brothers and sisters, some brothers and sisters, the Lord used a little bit and they become very, very proud.
因此，神就不能更多的用他。
Therefore, God cannot use him any further.
许多圣灵的领袖都在骄傲的上面跌倒了。
Many of God's servants, they fail because of this matter of pride.
箴言十六章十八节说
Proverbs 26:18
他说骄傲在败坏之前
He said, pride is before corruption.
狂心呢在跌倒之前
Arrogance. Arrogance and haughty is before her.
如果一个人在神面前里面偷偷有了骄傲的心
If a person who has a secret pride in his heart
以为自己了不起了
As though he thinks something
是主这样的用我
That's why the Lord was using him
跌倒就在前面
That's why you fall
许多神用的人跌倒了
Many of God's servants have failed
何等可惜的事
It's very sorrowful
大卫被神大大的使用
David was mightily used by God.
但是当他晚年的时候
At the end of his years,
他要数遍以色列的百姓
He wants to count number the Israelites.
他为什么要数遍以色列百姓呢
Why he wants to number the Israelites?
因为他要知道
Because he wants to know.
他有多少的军队
He wants to know how many troops he has.
他有多少多强
How strong he was.
神祝福了他
God blessed him.
但是他要知道这个祝福究竟是多大
He wants to know how big that blessing he really has.
这个是骄傲
This is pride.
结果神在那里管制他
And therefore God deal with him severely.
感谢
Thank God.
他悔改
He repented.
因此他悔改的缘故
Because he's repentant.
反而在他的悔改的里面
After he repented.
神给他更大的恩典
God gave him more grace.
神借着大卫
God used David.
拣选了将来圣殿的那个地基
Chose the place for the temple of God.
乌西亚
Uzziah.
神借着他
God blessed him.
叫他的国强盛强盛
And his nation was strong.
也非常的富足
It was very prosperous.
就叫他去
He became proud.
叫到这个地步
Proud to a point.
他跑到圣殿里面要去烧香了
He went to the temple to burn incense.
因为说他配来烧香
Because he thought he was qualified to burn incense.
结果生了大麻风
And because that leprosy came upon him.
西西家王
Hezekiah.
被主大用
He was used by the Lord
主听他的祷告
The Lord heard his prayer
把仇敌打败
He defeated his enemy
主祝福他
The Lord blessed him
他也为这事做了许多的事
And he did any works for the Lord
但是到晚年的时候
But at the end of his years
他把他所有的财宝就给巴比伦的使者来看
And he displayed all the treasures in his house to the king of Babylon
一样这个隐藏起来
Nothing was hidden from him
结果
At the end
犹太国所有的财宝连人都掳到巴比伦
At the end all the treasure and people were brought into captivity
那个就是骄傲的结果
That is the result of pride
做领袖的人特别要注意这件事
Those who are in the place of leadership take heed of this matter
斯布珍是神大用的仆人
Spurgeon is my man greatly used by God
他怎么说
What did he say
他说
He said
成功常常会叫我们到我们的头脑里头去
SuccessCan often enter into our head.
我怎样能保守我不骄傲
How can I keep myself from pride?
那时我记得说
I remember.
一切的工作都是主做的
All the works are the works of the Lord.
如果主不用我
If the Lord does not want to use me,
主可以兴起别人来用
The Lord can use somebody else.
这个叫他常常
And because of this, the Lord kept him in that humble spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
要注意骄傲这件事。
We have to take heed to this matter of pride. Second,
嫉妒
jealousy.
当我们看见别人被神用过于我们的时候
when we see others are more useful to the Lord,
我们里面就生了嫉妒的。
We become envy.
嫉妒乃是做领袖的人一个极大的试探。
Envy or jealousy is one of the greater temptation of a leader.
正言告诉我们说
Proverbs tells us
嫉妒啊像不忠的朽烂一样
Jealousy is the rottenness of your bones.
嫉妒实在是个大难处
Jealousy is a big problem.
你看当神拯救以色列百姓出埃及的时候
When the Lord delivered his people out of Egypt
神兴起三个领袖了
The Lord raised three leaders.
摩西、亚伦、米利安
Moses, Aaron and Miriam.
摩西乃是像君王一样
Moses was like the general, the king.
亚伦是祭司
Aaron was the priest
米利安是先知
Miriam was the prophet
神在那里用这三个人来带领以色列的百姓出埃及要进到迦南地
The Lord uses three leaders to brought his people out of Egypt to enter into the land of Canaan
当然是你看民数记十二章的时候
We see that in Numbers 22
米利安和亚伦嫉妒摩西
Aaron and Miriam they were jealous of Moses
神光对你说话也不对我们说话吗
Only God speaks to you and not speak to us
因着这个嫉妒
Because of this jealousy
但是大卫的摩西那是最温和的人
Moses was very meek
我们说摩西不像一个温和的人
Some people said Moses is a very meek person
摩西就是律法
Because Moses represents the law.
所以所有的这个美术家画摩西啊，都是画的那个肉啊，都是怎么出来的
？So the artist when they portrayed Moses, he was a very serious person.
但是圣经说他是最温和的人。
But the scripture says he's one of the meekest person on earth.
温和在哪里呢
？How was he meek?
当他的姐姐、他的哥哥在那里嫉妒他的时候
，It's when his sister and his brother when they were jealous over him.
他一声都不响。
He did not open his mouth.
他接受。
He accepted.
这是温和。
That is humility.
他不为自己分辨。
He did not defend himself.
所以神就出来为他说。
And so God defended for him.
米利安就当了大马。
Miriam became leprous.
但是摩西为他祷告。
But Moses prayed for her.
叫他得着医治。
And she was healed.
嫉妒
Jealousy.
这是一个很大的事。
It is a great temptation.
扫罗怎样嫉妒大卫
Saul was jealous of David
这是一个很明显的例子
It is a very clear case
所以做领袖的人要小心
So to be a leader you have to be very careful
第三
Third
做领袖的人还有一个试探
There's another danger
就是受人的欢迎
That is the approval of man
受人的拥护 popularity
The popularity
哪一个人不喜欢人的称赞
Who does not want to be popular?
哪一个人不喜欢人的拥护
？Who does not want the support of all the people？
当神使用你的时候
，When God is using，
人得到帮助的时候
，Then when people supporting you，
人就自然而然还要起来拥护你
，And they are there to uplift you。
但是弟兄姊妹要注意一点
，But brothers and sisters，
当你看见神的恩典。记住你领导别人的时候
When you see that the grace of the Lord was imparted through you to others
不错你里面是有安慰是有喜乐
It's true that you have joy and you are comforted
但是要记得
But remember
你不要因着这个缘故
Not because of this
就让他们崇拜你像偶像一样
You allow them to worship you as though you are an idol
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
在教会的历史中
In the history of the church
我们看见许多的被神大用的人
We see many mighty servants of the Lord
因为神用他叫许多人得到帮助
Because God used him to help many of his saints
人的肉体自然而然就围住这个人
And then the flesh of those people naturally they come andUplift this person.
他们就要崇拜他，好像神一样。
They want to worship this person as though he was their god.
结果他就接受这些的崇拜。
And then he finally accepted their honor and worship.
因为自己就像神一样。
As though he was God himself.
这个是许多属灵领袖跌倒的原因。
This is one of the reasons why many of God's servants have failed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
所罗门的跌倒就在这里。
The fall of Solomon was this way.
Solomon 太智慧了。
Solomon was too wise.
世界各处的人都来听他智慧的。
All the people from all parts of the world come to hear his world wisdom.
他智慧到一个地步。
He was so wise.
他说：“我要试试去做经验一切的事。”
He said, "I want to experience everything on this earth."
无论什么事，我都要去经历一下。
Anything on this earth, I want to experience.
但是我要保持我的智慧。
But I want to preserve my wisdom.
结果呢？
At the end.
他样样都去试
He experienced everything.
他娶了许多外邦的女子
He had many wives.
他能保存他的智慧吗
Can he preserve his wisdom?
他成了一个愚昧的人
He became a very unwise person.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
被人拥护是一个极大的试探
Allow people to approval is a great danger.
这个我们应当注意
We have to take heed of this matter.
第四点
Last, fourth
一个做领袖的人认为他自己是不会错的，应该在这里。
Okay, if a person thinks infallibility is also a great danger.
不错，一个人他如果多属灵一点。
It's true, the more you are spiritual.
因为圣灵在他里面引导他。
Because the Holy Spirit is leading you.
所以他错的机会少一点。
It's true that the opportunity to make mistake is less.
一个活在肉体里面的人。
The one who lives in the flesh,
他一动就是错。
The moment you move,
他不动也是错。
Even though if he did not move, he's wrong.
但是一个属灵的人。
But a spiritual person,
他错的机会少。
Is the making mistakes opportunity is much less.
因为有圣灵在那里管制他。
Because of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
他是一个人。
He's still a man.
因为他是一个人，他还会错。
Because he's a man, he can be wrong.
不要到一个地步认为说自己不会错。
Do not go to the point that you think you can never be wrong.
他说的话一定对的。
Everything he says is correct.
他做的事一定对的。
Everything he does is perfect.
他说的引导一定是正确的。
Everything that he directs you to do is the right way.
他对于圣经的注解一定是最正确的。
And all his interpretation are correct.
如果一个领袖到了这样的地步，
if you arrived at such a point,
这个人已经跌倒了。
He have already fallen.
没有一个人是不会错的。
There is not one person who does not make mistakes.
我们必须要谦卑承认说我会错。
We have to confess that we do make mistakes.
我们要谦卑接受指正。
We have to humble and accept correction.
彼得是个大的领袖。
Peter was a great leader.
他看见天上的异象。
He saw a heavenly vision.
有一块大布从天上掉下来。
There was a sheet came down from heaven.
里面有各种的走兽。
And inside there are all kinds of beasts.
天上有声音说：“彼得起来，宰鸟吃。
”And there's a voice from heaven said, "Peter, arise and eat."
彼得说不可以。
The Lord said, "No."
我从来没有吃过不洁净。
I never touched this unclean thing.
天上有声音说。
And the voice came and said,
如此洁净。
All those who the Lord has sanctified,
不要认为不洁净。
Do not consider
clean. 3 times.
3 times.
然后哥尼流家里的人到了。
Then the messengers from the house of Cornelius arrived.
圣灵所去。
The Holy Spirit said, go.
Peter 是有异象的人。
Peter is a man who had vision.
但是。
But.
后来他到安提亚去的时候。
When he went to Antioch,
他与外邦信徒的人一同吃饭。
He was eating with the Gentile Christians.
他实在看见说在主里面不分犹太不分外邦。
And he saw that in the Lord there's neither Jew or Gentile.
但是当耶路撒冷雅各那里有人来到安提亚的时候。
And so when there are saints from Jerusalem, from Jacob, visited Antioch.
他就爬起来了。
And he was fearful.
他立刻就与外邦的信徒不一同吃饭了。
He removed himself from the Gentile saints.
他甚至连巴拿巴也跟着彼得。
And even Barnabas went with Peter.
错呀。
Wrong.
保罗虽然年轻，
even Paul was younger,
他看见这件事与真理不合。
He thought this thing was not in line with the truth.
他就当人的面就指着彼得。
And he faced Peter and corrected him.
感谢赞美主。
Thank God.
彼得他没有说我不会错。
Peter did not say I can never be wrong.
今天所谓彼得的圣几人那个 Pope.
Today even the Pope.
今天这些的 Pope 教王啊，
yeah.
就是彼得的成绩。
Yeah, all the Popes are successors of Peter.
他们认为说他们不会错。
They thought they're infallible.
但是彼得他承认会错。
But Peter was infallible.
他也肯接受那个改正。
And he received correction.
那么最后。
Finally.
一个做领袖的人。
To be a leader.
千万不要以为说你是一个不可缺少的人。
As though that you are indispensable.
Yeah. 没有一个人是不可缺少。
No one is indispensable.
神如果用你的话。
If God can use you.
你要感谢他。
You should thank him for it.
但是你不要以为说。
But don't assume,
没有你
without you,
人就没有办法。
God has no way.
你是完全不可缺少。
You are the one who is indispensable.
所以你一定要霸占在哪一方上。
So you have to occupy that place with, hold on to your territory.
因为你是不可缺少。
Because you are indispensable.
没有这件事。
There's no such thing.
没有这件事。
No such thing.
我们看见。
We see.
以利亚去了。
Elijah is gone.
神兴起以利沙来。
God raised up Elijah.
Moses 去了。
Moses gone.
神兴起约书亚来。
The Lord raised up Joshua.
12 使徒去了。
All the 12 disciples are gone.
保罗也去了。
Paul was gone.
神兴起提摩太。
The Lord raised up Timothy.
基多。
Titus.
希拉。
Silas.
谁也都有一般的人。
All these people.
没有一个人是不可缺少。
No one is indispensable.
千万不要以为你这个人是不可缺少。
Do not think that you are indispensable.
没有你神还能做工。
Without you, God still can do his work.
也许没有你神能做得更好。
In fact, without you, the Lord can do a greater work.
所以千万不要自夸。
So do not think much of yourself.
以为你是不可缺少。
As though you are somebody.
如果神兴起更能有用的人，
If the Lord raised up who is more, a person that is more useful,
我再说，
I say it again,
你应当谦卑退让，
You ought to humble yourself and allow him to go on.
你不要站在那里以为你是不可缺少，
Do not stand in his way as though you are indispensable.
所以这些都是说属灵领袖的那个试探和威胁。
All these are temptations spiritual leaders face.